Well, his legacy has been the remarkable peace process that's now a generation old. It has been a beacon of hope for people across the world, and Martin McGuinness, his vision, his leadership has been at the heart of all of that. I mean, for me, I'm deeply proud to call him my friend, and I know that if you look at the comments of Ian Paisley Jr. last night, I mean, only somebody of Martin's calibre and stature could attract those types of comments from, you know, somebody who is a sworn political opponent.
And what will be the impact now of Martin McGuinness stepping down?
Well, we have blessed, because Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness have nurtured very talented leadership, both north and south. So there are, you know, a number of people who could readily, take on the role of leader of our party in the six counties and the potential joint first minister in the assembly. I hope and pray that Martin will make a full recovery. We will need his wisdom and his guidance for the difficult challenges ahead. And I'm sure that the thoughts of all people across the island are with Martin and his family, and we hope and pray for a full recovery.